Their newest film, Inglourious Basterds, is one of the most anticipated of the year, and it opens today. Take a listen.
I'm putting together a special team. We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
And somehow, they happen to have fun at that. They managed to have fun at that. That was Brad Pitt playing the lead Nazi hunter in Quentin Tarantino's highly anticipated new movie, Inglourious Basterds. It opens in theaters today. And with us from Nashville, Tennessee, is longtime Tarantino collaborator, some might say co-conspirator with us, Hollywood producer Lawrence Bender. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Welcome to The Takeaway. So last night you just hosted a premiere in Nashville with the former vice president, Al Gore. You know, I'm picturing Al Gore, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, watching all this blood and gore. What was his reaction?
Well, he was gracious enough to host the movie for us. I produced An Inconvenient Truth, the movie about global warming with him. And, you know, one of our main characters, Brad Pitt, plays Aldo Raines in the movie, and he's from Tennessee. And, of course, Quentin Tarantino was born in Tennessee, so we couldn't open the movie today without having one screening down here. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And the vice president liked it?
He loved it, yeah. He seemed to like it quite a bit. It was a lot of fun. It was a really fun screening.
So in this film, you get to kill Adolf Hitler. That's pretty wild. What was your first reaction to the script when you read it?
Well, I mean, come on, it's like a fantasy. It was really fun. I mean, at first I read it, I said, Quentin, as a fan, when I called him, I said, as a fan, I have to thank you. As your producing partner, I thank you. And also as a Jewish member of the tribe, I have to thank you.
That's funny. Well, let's get to that. Did this film speak to you as a Jewish kid from the Bronx in South Jersey?
You know, it was kind of funny because as a kid, I got pushed around quite a bit. You know, thrown into the locker. Nothing like earth-shattering, but I did get picked on quite a bit. So it does have a little bit of that kind of nice revenge, you know, as I watch it sometimes.
Although, Lawrence, you know, there's a deeper question, and we wouldn't want to compare your getting teased in Jersey and the Bronx with the deep Holocaust theme that is a really powerful theme in Hollywood films. And I'm wondering if you've got on the one side the theme of victimization, and you've got on the other side movies like, Spielberg movie Munich, which is all about mm-hmm. revenge. And I'm wondering, you know, where does that sort of theme stand? It's made some very, very powerful movies from Schindler's List to Munich. And where does this stand in that pantheon?
Well, this is definitely an empowerment type movie. There's some incredibly strong women characters, and they ultimately, you know, they are the ones who sort of take control and win at the end. Obviously, Brad Pitt playing Aldo Raines is this fantastic character who also takes matters into his own hands. But there's a wonderful theme in the movie. Al Gore and I were kind of joking about it last night, comparing An Inconvenient Truth and Inglourious Basterds, which is that cinema actually saves the world. And in this movie, literally and figuratively, there's a you can say that going to the movies actually ends up saving the world in this movie.
We're talking to Lawrence Bender, producer of Inglourious Basterds. It's out this weekend. So I have to ask you, what does your family think of this film?
Well, they're actually really proud of me, as, you know, most good parents are, their kids. But we screened it at the Jewish Museum in New York a few days ago when they were there, and it was quite wonderful, actually. It was a wonderful crowd, good questions, and Quentin did a great Q&A there. And, as all parents are with their children, they were very proud of me.
Well, you know, there are different reviews, and I don't want to get into the reviews of this film, but I'm wondering, and your experience at the Jewish Museum in New York raises this question, if the success or failure of this movie says something about the moment in time past the Holocaust where it is permissible to have characters like these on a subject like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, first of all, this is a fantasy. It's imagination of Quentin's mind. It's not a true story. That's number one. Number two, I mean, you know, just to say, it's way beyond in terms of, you know, we're finding, because we're getting reviews from all over the world come in today, because, you know, it opens everywhere, not just nationwide, but worldwide. And we've gotten incredibly wonderful reviews out of Berlin, out of the UK, out of France. But what's great is I've never seen more wonderful reviews out of Germany. So it's being reviewed well everywhere, and it seems from what so far we're seeing is that it's not just guys, but also women are loving the movie. So I think it's a movie that most people are going to enjoy.
So in the movie, you kick some serious Nazi butt, you know. Faces get blown off.
Oh, that's limbs an evil get, laugh, Lawrence. That's a very evil laugh.
They get hacked off. Eli Roth, one of the stars and director of another Blood and Guts movie called mm-hmm. Hostel, he calls the movie kosher porn. one of the questions that's been raised about this, Quentin Tarantino's not Jewish. Could a Jewish director have made this film?
Well, you know, the thing is, it's Quentin pure, it's, you know, through and through, and it's you know, no, he's a auteur, so that's a very hard question to answer. I know this. I mean, you know, it's those great Quentin characters, those great dialogue, the great music that you're always used to seeing with Quentin's movies, that wonderful mixture of comedy with mixed with some violence. But it also has this maturity of it, this one, you know, the theme of World War II. He set off to write a Guys on a Mission movie, ended up kind of transforming the genre. So whether or not a Jewish person could have directed it, who knows? But you know, it's funny, they say that in Germany, too. It would take a non-German to write a movie like this.
Well, and it takes a Brad Pitt to basically have one foot in Exodus and the other in Pulp Fiction. Because in many ways, you get the wacky Brad Pitt that I haven't seen since, well, you know, Burn Before Reading. But mm-hmm. 12 Monkeys, you know, Brad was this kind of mm-hmm. nut character. Does he really... It must have been exciting. I'm actually surprised that Brad Pitt hasn't done a Tarantino film up to this point. Was it exciting to work with him?
Yeah, it was definitely exciting to work with Brad. He's a great guy. They've known each other, well, tangentially known each other for some time, and I think they've always probably wanted to work together. But when Quentin was writing the script last year, it became clear to him that Brad was a choice, and then as he kept on writing, it became, oh, Brad, the only choice. And then what if he's not available? What if he doesn't like it? You know, and that kind of thing. And so it was a little nerve-wracking getting him the script. But, of course, he dug it. And what's great about it was a lot of fun working with Brad. He was always in character. He was always playing Aldo Rain when he was walking around on the set. And so it was. He's first of all a phenomenal actor. He's always working with wonderful directors. Great guy to work with overall, and he was just a pleasure.
So, Lawrence, I have two really quick questions. Can you reveal the mystery of the misspellings of the movie's title? And do you think Tarantino has done a mitzvah here?
if only it were so, right? Yes, I think he's done a mitzvah for sure.
And the misspellings?
And if the box office is big, it'll be another mitzvah, too.
that's for sure. That's for sure. The misspellings is kind of like a creative flourish. And, you know, to sort of say what it is, I think kind of sort of dispels the flourish. So, you know, we don't really talk about that so much.
Any advice, Lawrence, on getting Brad Pitt to take our calls? You were able to encourage him.
Do you have his home phone, maybe?
I'll give him a call and say, please take your call.
Thank you.
Right now.
Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Very early there in Nashville. Fly safely back to Los Angeles. That was Lawrence Bender, producer of Inglourious Basterds, out this weekend, longtime collaborator of Quentin Tarantino.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.